This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our Thursday visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always good to have you with us.
It's always good to be there, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're expecting a vote perhaps as early as today, certainly by Friday, on the Senate version of an economic stimulus package. Their version now north of $900 billion. Obviously, we have some Republicans who say that this bill is unacceptable. They're not only suggesting major amendments, but even a complete replacement piece of legislation. What do you expect the Senate to do here in the end?
My own guess is that when one has the votes to do it, no matter how united Republicans can be, they simply really cannot derail this at this point, especially when Democrats are near the magic 60 they need to shut off any filibuster. One way or another, a package is going to be passed. Now, what President Obama has done is also re-energized the small government, low tax group within the Republican Party that, in fact, was always the glue that held them together. You'll recall that all 177 Republican members of the House, as well as 11 Democrats, opposed the stimulus package. I expect a similar monolithic vote in the Senate, and the argument about who'll pay for it all to be argued in the 2010 election cycle.
John, let's move to a couple of political developments this week. Number one, Tom Daschle, at one time, of course, was Senate Majority Leader, a longtime senator from South Dakota, removing his name from consideration as the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. He was the latest Obama nominee to have issues paying income taxes from several years prior. Some say he was the victim of being the latest person with tax issues. What's your sense of what happened with the Daschle nomination?
Well, certainly in the climate now, with a lot of other people under fire for not paying taxes on time or having to pay fines and penalties, Daschle couldn't have been appointed at a worse time. I have to say this, that it's not so much the taxes. A lot of us pay taxes late or are charged with it. It's the way he handled it. The amount was a very large amount, several hundred thousand dollars. In addition, Daschle himself got it because he didn't report a limousine service primarily that was provided to him by one of his clients, Mr. Hendry. Now, all of that is perfectly legal and perfectly normal, but it seemed to reflect a Washington that Barack Obama railed against and vowed to change. In appointing the former Senate Majority Leader turned high-powered lobbyist in a limousine, he appeared to do neither.
John, another cabinet development this week is that the president once again tapping a Republican to fill a vacancy. His original choice for Secretary of Commerce, of course, was Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico, but an investigation back there scuttled that nomination. So now turning to New Hampshire Republican Judd Gregg, your thoughts on that choice?
Well, it really was no surprise in the end. Judd Gregg is someone who is well-liked on both sides of the aisle. His father, the late Governor Hugh Gregg of New Hampshire, was a moderate Republican. Again, someone with a bipartisan nature, so it was not so much a surprise. This, incidentally, means that he is the third Republican in the Obama cabinet, and the biggest number of opposition party members in a cabinet since Franklin Roosevelt had three Republicans in his cabinet during World War II. Judd Gregg will probably sail through to confirmation. He's been in the public eye a long time and has no tax problems or financial problems. He's clean as a hound's tooth. In addition, he gets to put his longtime right hand, Bonnie Newman, in the Senate as a stopgap senator. She is still nominally a Republican, and this sets up Democratic Governor John Lynch to win the seat in 2010. It's a brilliant political move.
And John, speaking of what some consider a brilliant political move, just less than 2 weeks after Barack Obama was sworn in as the first black president of the United States, the Republican Party, picking its new leader, picks its first black leader, Michael Steele, the former lieutenant governor of Maryland, and he was also an unsuccessful Senate candidate against Ben Cardin in 2006. Your thoughts on the Steele selection?
Well, it took six ballots and 5 hours, but Michael Steele became only the second African-American chairman of a major political party in history, the other, of course, being the late Democratic National Chairman, Ron Brown. I've known Michael Steele for nearly 10 years. I covered his Senate race, have interviewed him in the course of his bid to be national chairman. He's charismatic, well-spoken, and is someone who knows a little bit about politics. At one point, he was the nation's highest elected African-American Republican when he was Maryland's second highest official. That said, he's got a big job ahead of him. For all his charisma and all his charm, the Republican Party is at its lowest ebb since the Watergate years. He knows it. I might add that Barack Obama campaigned for his Democratic opponent in the Senate race, and at the time said of Mr. Steele, quote, "He's affable, could probably do the job as senator, but his resume is rather slim." Mr. Steele's remark when these quotes were repeated to him by me was, "I'd say to Barack Obama, how do you like me now?"
Last few seconds here, John. The Minnesota Senate recount goes on. It looks like some of those rejected absentee ballots will at least be reconsidered. What's your sense on where the momentum is now there?
Al Franken went ahead by 225 votes in the second recount. And now Alan Page, the one-time Minnesota Vikings great and senior Supreme Court judge of Minnesota, has said more than 4,800 votes that were rejected have to be looked at and examined again. My prediction is that he led so much now, Norm Coleman will win in the recount and will have the last laugh if former comedian Franken pardons the pun.
John, we'll have to run. Thanks so much for being with us, as always.
As it's never boring on Capitol Hill or at the White House, I'm John Gizzi, covering both.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. This is Dateline Washington.